Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. We're going to be flipping back and forth, but I believe it's Matthew 27, verse 32. We all stand for reading God's word. Matthew 27, verse 32. The Bible says, As they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. I'm going to read one verse. I'm going to find my... There we go. Let's read it again. It says, Matthew 27:32. As they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. The title of the message is going to be, Deny, Take Up, Follow Me. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for me. Bless you, Lord.
Bless you,
Lord. Pray you forgive for my sins, Lord. And cleanse me, Lord, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, pray, help me to not to be stagnant, Lord, not to be fearful, Lord, not to be scared, Lord. Preach your word, Lord,
yes.
with power, with precision, Lord. Lord. I pray that you forgive me and bless me and help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you turn your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 9, verse 57. As I prepare to preach a message, I thought about different things. And my problem is I always forget to pray. So I stop what I'm doing, then I start praying. Lord, you give me the thought, give me the message, Lord. But when you give it to me, it's a whole lot easier. A whole lot easier to preach, Lord. So that's what I did. I still struggle with what to preach. Me being a young preacher, I have my message together, but putting the notes down, putting the words down, that's my hard part. But I got together. It says, deny, take up, and follow me. So we read it from Luke chapter 9, verse 23. It says, And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. I had a chance to witness to a lady with HAE this week. she had heartache, she had pain, and she had problem with other people telling her that nothing's wrong with her. That she had swelling in the inside in the stomach. So every time she go to the emergency room, she just wanted pain medicine. They couldn't actually see what the problem was. So in many states they haven't diagnosed exactly what the problem is, what's going on with her. So I got a chance to speak with her, and she gave all the different problems and illusions, and I began to witness to her. First thing I said, she must deny herself, and she, what do you mean deny myself? What do you mean? And so I went over to Luke chapter 9, verse 59. And I shared this story with her. It says, verse 57, and it came to pass, Luke chapter 9, verse 57, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. But he said unto another, follow me. But, start with excuses already. Said, but, he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And verse 61 says, it's another person. It says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee. But,
yeah.
What's our excuse?
Come on.
We have to deny ourselves first.
Come on, preacher.
Pick up that cross. It says, deny, then follow. This person says, but let me first go bid their farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man have put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You're not worthy. You can't be my disciple. You're too busy to worry about things at home. You're too busy to worry about your parents, to worry about friends, your foes. You need to deny, you need to follow, and then you need to take up, then follow. Go back to Matthew chapter 27. I was reading a story about the crucifixion this Easter Sunday coming up, and this struck me right here. It says, in verse 32, it says, "And as they came out, they found a man of Syrian, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross." What was he doing there? That was my first thought. And then I kept reading it, and it said he came from, it was a Passover time. So he's from Cyrene, there we go. And he's from Cyrene, which is the northern part of Africa. So he traveled up there to be there for Passover. And it says, Simon by name, he compelled to bear his cross. He was forced to bear his cross. He was just in the crowd. He was a spectator, so to speak. Yeah. He was just there in the audience. So they said, "You come here." And they said, if you read the other text, I believe it's in Luke, because it's in all the Gospels, and stuff. But John doesn't mention him by name. It says he was just in the crowd. He's walking by, and they compelled him to come. They forced him. They brung him over. And then it says to bear his cross. If he was, he could have ran. That's my first thought. With those guards and all those, that's a big crowd. I would have took off running. You know, that's just me being a, yeah. But just being me, I would have took off running, and like the police, you know, if they call your name, you would think you would stop and go to the police said, but it's like you see freeze and you see freeze, you automatically start taking off, start running, you know. And it says he came. Amen, preacher. He said he came. He just willingly came. So if he was willing to deny himself, I believe he denied himself. He came and he followed, and he took the cross from Jesus, and he bared the cross. He took it to where he's getting crucified. I also wonder why was he crucified? Why wasn't he stoned? Because in the Jewish tradition, the penalty by death was by stoning, and for Romans it was the penalty was by crucifixion. So why was he hung? But you see, Pilate said in verse, I don't want to go there, but verse 22. In verse 22 of Matthew, says Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" And they all said, "Crucify him. Let him be crucified." They screamed it. They yelled it. And if you go back to verse 32. Simon by name, he was compelled to bear his cross. Now I want to go to Luke chapter, I believe it's 14. Luke 14, verse 26. Luke 14, 26. Let's start with verse 25. It says, "And there went great multitude with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." If we're going to follow after Christ, we need to deny ourselves first. We need to take up the cross, and we need to follow him. But we also need to hate. Now, the word hate, it's not hate how we believe it. Right. Hate means love less. Right. We have to hold God, hold Jesus to a higher standard than everyone else. It says in verse 27, "For whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." In verse 26, you read again, it says, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brethren and his sisters, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciples." That's what I told the young lady. I said, you can't worry about what everyone else thinks about you. You have to worry about what Jesus thinks of you. What Jesus thinks of you matters the most. And I told her, if she wasn't saved, she needed to get saved. And she said, "Well, I'm a Jew." I said, "You need to get saved." Yeah. I didn't ask if you was a Christian or a Jewish. Right. Or I asked you said, "Do you believe Jesus? If you don't believe Jesus, you need to get saved." She said, "Well, what does the Bible does it say that Jews and Jesus in the Old Testament?" I said, I can read it. Isaiah 53. That whole chapter in Isaiah 53 is talking about Jesus. Right. It says, "All those he," and I circled it, And I told her to go through Isaiah 53, and you read, and start in chapter, in verse 2, it says, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, no comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we were esteemed." You drop down, verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed." With his stripes we are healed. It says that in verse 5, he was wounded for our transgression, our sins, everything that we did. It wasn't anything that Jesus did to be on the cross. It's what we did. We put him on the cross. So, and if you go back to, and I was wondering why in John, it didn't say that in John chapter, I believe it's 19, John 19, verse 17, it says, "And he bearing his cross went forth into a place called, place of skull, which in Hebrew is Golgotha." I was wondering why it didn't say Simon here. Different commentators were debating about different reasons, and one of them said that it was because John was looking back in the Old Testament when it said when Isaac and Abraham went to the mountain, and that's where he was drawing comparison from. But if you go back to Luke, I like Luke because he said he used Simon's name, and he also used a different name in Luke chapter 23, verse 26. This will make me believe that when he followed Jesus, when he carried that cross, that he ended up believing on Jesus. If you go to verse, I believe it's 26, it said, it's not there. Mark, it's Mark 15, 21. Let's go to Mark 15, verse 21. Okay, there we go. It said, Mark 15, verse 21, "And they compelled one Simon, from Cyrene, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross." Those two names also mentioned in Romans. In Romans, I believe it's chapter 9. Romans chapter 16, verse 13, that's it. And if you go there, Romans chapter 16, because their father denied himself, he took up the cross for Jesus. I believe in verse 13 it says, "Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine." If we're gonna follow after Christ, we need to deny ourselves. We need to take up his cross and follow after him. We need to deny our families. We need to deny our jobs. We need to put anything that's in our way from following after Jesus. We need to put that to the side. He needs to be our head. If he's our head, we can lead our families. We can lead our friends, and we can bring all those to Jesus. If you go to Matthew 27, verse 23 for the last time, it says, "27:32. As they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by his name, him compelled to bear his cross." We need to compel people. We need to compel them to come to Jesus. If we compel those people, we have more loved ones going to heaven instead of going to hell. We need to deny ourselves. We need to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for me. Bless you, Lord. I pray that you give everyone clear direction, Lord. I pray that we all deny ourselves, Lord. We take up the cross, Lord, because Jesus died for us, Lord. He died for all our sins, Lord. He died to help us, to get us to heaven, Lord. Yes. But we need to deny ourselves, Lord. We need to follow after him, Lord. There's many things that I could have said, Lord, and I thank you for what you gave me to preach, Lord. And I thank you for me blessing, Lord. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise. Amen. Amen. Amen.